Hello, my listener on the other side. This is Pastor Grace, and I am back on the show after a long time, period of long time, and I'm glad that we are able to come together and praise the Lord and hear from Him. We are going to have a moment of worship here as we settle before the Lord. Let's leave all our burdens to God because we need Him. We need Him so much. He is our helper. There is nothing we can do without Him. God bless you.
Hallelujah. We thank God this minute because He's a mighty God. He's a wonderful God and He loves us so much. It is not the will of God for His people to be suffering. It is the will of God when we are happy, when we are grateful, when we are thankful in the bed and every situation. This time of the day, I'm going to talk about financial freedom because we need to be free. We need to be like the word of God, because the word of God says in Deuteronomy 28 that we are not the least, we are not the people below, we are not to borrow, but we are lenders. And the word of God is always true. His promises are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. Before I continue, I know there are people who listen and who pull my shows from the archive. And I have been away. I want to apologize. I have been away for about one year or so. And I am back. And I will be always on the show. And I'm here to encourage someone. So I am here to get encouraged also. When I do this, I feel better. So it is our time to praise the Lord. It doesn't matter the situation that we are going through. It doesn't matter, because God's people has to go up and down. We have to go through valleys. We have to climb the mountains. And let me tell you, it is not easy. If you can look at the little sense or the little thing about climbing the mountain, it isn't easy. You sweat, you struggle to get to the top. It is the same with the spiritual walk, but we have to go ups and downs. And all the time, because we are not stagnant or we are not stopping at top, we are going to find ourselves struggling and wandering. We are going to find ourselves in the heat of the sun. Sometimes we are even feeling dehydrated because there is no water when you are climbing up the mountains. It is uncomfortable, and it is not something that you want to do. But always our God will let us do what we don't want to do. He will always lead us to go the situation of the long way so that we will be able to know that He has been walking with us. Here I have like 10 minutes or even less than 10 minutes. And I am going to do this very fast so that we can come to the point. I normally do a show for 30 minutes, but this one has been scheduled for only 15 minutes. And I'm going to read the first because I just want to introduce our topic about financial freedom. Brethren, we have to be freed. We have to walk in liberty because we have been called to liberty. We have been called to liberty. We have been called to freedom. That is why Jesus died, so that we can live life in full. I am going to read the book of Proverbs 28. And first, let me see here, Proverbs 28 and verse 8, and I am going to read, "He that by utterly and unjust gain increase his substance, he shall gather late for him that will pity the poor." Hallelujah. And because the word of God says that, it is so. So the word of God is true, that the people who gain wealth in an unrighteous way, unjustly, they do this just to benefit themselves. The Bible is very clear here. "He shall gather it for him that will pity the poor." This is how the Lord is going to bless us, brethren. God is able to bless us. He is going to let the people who are unjust be very active and put the more effort they could. And because they are doing it not for the Lord, the Bible says that they are going to gather it and heap it together for the righteous people, because the righteous people will always pity the poor. I just want to remind you this afternoon that whenever God blesses you with a little, remember always to share it with someone who needs it, because God is putting us into a test. Whenever we are given something, God is giving us so that we can share it with our brethren who need it more. And that is where there is always poor people in the city. There is always poor people in a situation where we are led. If you open your eyes, you are going to see a needy person who is more needy than you think you are. Sometimes we think we are needy. Sometimes we think we are poor. Sometimes we think that we are suffering lack. But my brother and my sister, when you come to a point where you look aloud and come to your own senses and call yourself into a meeting and look at the people around you and in your right, you are going to find there are so many miserable people in your area. And if whenever you have something big or little, it is always good to share it with someone. I feel the Lord encouraging me to do the best that I need to do. This morning, I had a struggle in my life, in my heart. I don't really have any good situation financially. I am also suffering so much. I am calling on the grace of God to manifest Himself in my life. Jobs are not here. I find a job and the job gets away from me, just like that. I find another one and then it goes. I am not blaming the devil for this, because sometimes we blame the devil when God is working in our lives. And then I have a roommate who is going on a mission trip. I myself also go on a mission trip every Christmas. And I give my substances to the poor people. At this particular time, my roommate is going on a mission. I am not going to mention her name. And she has been speaking to me and telling me, oh, Grace, this is crazy. Sometimes I feel like I don't want to do this anymore. Every year I have to go through this, raising the funds, and it is not available. And I have an account with the church that I have to do this. I have to do this. And because I have been feeling like sometimes I'm low, I don't want to do this anymore because it is taking all my finances, I feel like I am giving up. And so I have been considering this in my heart. And I was feeling, oh, God, I need something to give to my sister so that she can go on a mission trip. And this morning I had some cash. I don't normally put cash in my pocket. I am always out of cash. But I had something very little, like $25. And something was telling me, put this in an envelope and put it under her door. And I was feeling, oh, God, but I have money that I need to send to my ministry because I am a founder of churches, and they look upon me every month to pay for their rent for the premises of the churches. And I have to do this. Whatever I have little, this is my priority, to pay the rent for the churches that are back in Kenya. So something told me, Grace, you have a lot of dues to pay. And remember these churches that you have to pay the rent so that you can encourage the pastors. But the Lord told me that you have to take care of your next door neighbor. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Every time I hear my sister talking and praying and seeking God about her finances to go to a mission trip. So I put the $25 in an envelope. And I wrote her name, I put it under the door. And I said, okay, God, I did what you wanted me to do. I am speaking about experience. Brethren, I am talking about sharing that you think you don't have. This is the beginning of your financial freedom. Sharing the little you think you don't have. Make it like you have it and share it with the people who need it in your neighborhood, in your world, your small world. There is always someone who needs something. So no matter how small it is, make an effort to share it with someone. And so I have learned, all the Lord is speaking to me, that our God gave Jesus as a lamb for our sins. It is not because God had another son. I am feeling like I want to preach, oh God, and I have only 1 minute, 2 minutes left. God gave his only son. Brethren, I am encouraging you this evening or this afternoon that you are able to give what you think you don't have. The thing that you think you don't have, you have it right there, right then, and the Lord is speaking to you to give it to the person who needed most at this particular time. And this is where you are going to begin your financial freedom, because it is the will of God for us to go free, to be debt free, to be able to supply to our needs. He is able to do that. May the Lord help us to hear from him. May the Lord help us to open our eyes and understand. And now, my brethren and my listeners, we are going to pray. I see there is someone online who is holding for the last 15 minutes. And I am going to call her by name. She's my sister, Stella. Stella, can you hear me? Stella? You may not be hearing me.
Hallelujah. I can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me, Stella?
Yeah, very clearly. I think someone had muted. It was muted. So now it's unmuted.
Oh.
You can hear me. Yeah.
Okay, but you were hearing me.
Yes.
Yes. Please pray for us. If you had the message, just for half a minute. We have 39 seconds left. Just say a word of prayer and God, yes.
Father in heaven, we thank you for your word is true. We thank you because you give us ears to hear, we are sheep of your pasture. We thank you that we hear your voice and the voice of a stranger we will not follow. Help us to obey when we hear you. Thank you for your servant. Bless her indeed. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, my sister Stella. And this
Amen.
Time, I am going to give you my number if you need prayer. 678-933-1295. God bless you.